Romans 8:30. Product timeline. Businesses create product timelines to develop and release new products. It breaks the process down into clear steps. It is like a roadmap that shows the goal, strategic development steps, and progress of the new product. This passage discusses key markers in our spiritual timeline and describes how God is developing us. Human timelines are restricted to time. God's timeline for us, however, includes time and eternity. Understanding the big picture of what God has done and is doing to develop us gives us assurance and confidence that He will complete the work that He began in us. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:30. Let's read it. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. The meditation question for this verse is, explain the following words from verse 30. Predestined, called, justified, and glorified. Why are they such important an important part of God's development work in us? Verses 29 and 30 give a few snapshots of crucial events of our along our spiritual journey. Major building blocks of our development and markers on our timeline include the following. 1. God foreknew us. 2. God predestined us. 3. God called us. 4. God justified us. And 5. God glorified us. These are important doctrines that describe God's work of development in our lives. We discussed God's foreknowledge and predestination in the previous commentary on Romans 8:29. God foreknew and predestined us to be like Jesus before we were born. On each of our timelines, both of these would be listed as events that happened in eternity past, before the world was created. These were like executive decisions a company makes before they begin developing its product. However, this was not a company decision to develop a new product. The living God made a plan to develop us that began in eternity and continues throughout all eternity. As we discussed in verse 29, God foreknew us, chose us, and made a plan to make us like Jesus. God's ultimate goal is to conform us to the image of Christ. Think about it. If we struggle to grasp some of the words like predestination or glorification, please understand that God's plan for us is so much bigger than the short years of our lives on this earth. It extends from eternity to eternity. Yes, God's plan for you is that big. There is no greater description of the scope of God's work of salvation in all the Bible. The last two markers on our timelines are justification and glorification. They represent what God has done and will do in us through Christ. Justification. We learned a lot about justification in our study of Romans chapters 3 and 4. We are justified by faith in Christ's sacrifice for us. God declared us to be righteous in his sight, not because we keep the law, but because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. He forgave our sins by his blood and declared us to be not guilty in his sight. We can now live in a love relationship with God because we have been justified by faith. Glorification. We discussed the glory that will be revealed in us when we studied Romans 8, verse 18. It says, I consider that our present sufferings are not comparable to the glory that will be revealed in us. This is speaking of what will happen when Jesus returns in power and great glory. we will receive glorified resurrection bodies and live eternity in the glory of God according to God's original design. To some degree, we already live in the glory of God. Jesus said in John 17, verses 22 and 23, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. The glory of God is the presence of God. We live in the glory of God because the Spirit of God lives in us. However, when Jesus returns, we will experience the full manifestation of his glory. Calling. The third term in the list of the five mentioned above is calling. Our calling connects God's eternal plan through foreknowledge and predestination to his redeeming work in us through justification and glorification. To be called means to be invited or summoned. God has called each of us to himself and to his purposes. To get a better understanding of the meaning of to be called, let's look at how this word is used in the Bible. I'll read a few verses. The first is 1 Corinthians 1:9. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. 2 Timothy 1:9. He has saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and by the grace he granted us in Christ Jesus before time began. And 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession to proclaim the virtues of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In our study of Romans 8:28, I mentioned that we would discuss later the meaning of the word called according to his purposes. Verse 29 made it clear that God's big purpose for us is to be conformed to the image of Christ. God's calling is not an emotional feeling or mystical concept. He calls us and develops us to make us like Christ. As written in verse 29, the goal is to be conformed to the image of Christ, which is God's eternal plan for us. God called us to this eternal destiny. He justified us by making us righteous in his sight through the cross, and it says he also glorified us. We share in his glory now because the Holy Spirit lives in us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the great plans and purposes you have for us from before the world began. Thank you for calling us to know you and to live in a love relationship with you. Thank you for justifying us and forgiving our sins. And thank you for giving us your Spirit to live in us and to reveal your glory through us. In Christ's name, amen. And may God bless you and make you a blessing as you share the word of Christ with one another. As written in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.